First, though, Mr. Andrews. Mr. Andrews. Now, here's the deal. We cop stage four. We do our best not to look for sneaky ways around it. We do the right thing. We cop the pain. Greater good. This is the way to get on top of this monster swing. We're doing the right thing. So we cop the pain. But in return, the Andrews government gets serious about the idiots who do not. Serious penalties. It's only fair. Everybody who does the right thing is suffering. People are losing their jobs. People are losing their businesses. Lives are shattered. So when we see selfish, dangerous idiots who test positive and then go to work or go shopping, when we see them doing irresponsible, dangerous things that put all of us into a dangerous position, it's okay to be furious and say, nail them. 25% that they checked were out in the community. A quarter. Now, we've talked last week about introducing charges for these people, such as conduct endangering life. Don't need that. Later this morning, the government will announce what they're planning, but under the state of disaster plan, they could do just about anything. So I reckon if you test positive and still go out, breach quarantine, leave home, you should be arrested, you should be put into quarantine, and you should be charged. Introduce a special fine. You should pay a financial penalty. Potentially, you should face jail time if you're a repeated offender. And at the very, very least, serve out your quarantine at your expense in a hotel with security guards who actually stop you getting out. If you break the curfew, if you hold parties, if you deliberately and blatantly break these rules, you are not just snubbing your nose at police and Daniel Andrews, you're endangering and insulting every one of us who's suffering through this. Now, that's at a different level to the people who are positive and going to the community. Hit them with everything. If you're breaching a curfew, you don't need jail, but perhaps you need more than $1,600. If you repeatedly offend, you do need jail. Your views, 96900 693 1313 32. In Singapore, they use ankle bracelets on returning travellers. I think that's a bit tough, but ankle bracelets on repeat offenders might be worth looking at. Look, we need to get tougher and we need to be seen to get tougher. One, to stop the idiots, and second, to reassure everybody who is doing the right thing. Now, I believe the Prime Minister has been urging Victoria to get tough. We should see the result of that later today. Others, like Greg Barnes from the Lawyers Alliance, who I speak to occasionally, are arguing there should be rewards, that you should bribe those people who've tested positive and, if say, if you stay home, we'll give you extra money. Well, I don't like that. The concept of paying people to do the right thing is offensive to everybody who does the right thing, simply because it's the right thing. 96900 693 1313 32. The penalties, the questions, the issues. We need to talk.